Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, I taught that it always benefits us when we obey God. Let's pick up with that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We know, as we look, for example, at Ephesians chapter 4, in verses 22 through 24, he says, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, that is, the former way of living, the former lifestyle, the former attitudes, the former things that you did in that lifestyle, put off the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Oh, lust can deceive you so quickly. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You see, that new man you get in salvation is created in righteousness and true holiness, the Bible tells. Our lives, best show that when we live righteously and in true holiness. We show the beauty of holiness. When we put off the former conversation, when we put on Christ, loving him makes this commandment not grievous. Men, if we observe our wives when it's their birthday or some other special occasion, we know that there's something that might please her. Maybe it's a restaurant that would be very special to her. It may not be something that you like particularly. She may want to go to a mall, and that's not your thing, but hey, you take her there, and you do your best to enjoy it. And then you're excited and happy because you see how it pleased her. And you enjoyed the time of fellowship with her. And then you find, you know what? The joy of our marriage continues. We read earlier of Acts 17, verse 30 and 31 in this first three verses here, where it says, in the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. It always benefits us and brings joy to our soul when we obey God, especially in the matter of the salvation of our soul. When we receive Christ. The question today is not, are you legalistic? Nor is it, are you worldly? Rather, it's, do you love God or do you love the world? Eternity is in the balance. The Lord said in Revelation 3:14, try the both of them. He says, it's going to spew you out of his mouth. You're lukewarm. Christ spews out. But the world will accept, and Satan will use it to deceive you and others. Now look, repentance and faith. Think of Luke chapter 24, verses 47 and 48. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Now, those are Christ's words in Luke chapter 24. And it's part of his great commission. It's the first part. The great commission is fulfilled in three parts. the gospel? Those that receive it, been baptized, after they've received it, after they've been saved, they're baptized, and then they're taught to the Word of God and how to obey it. But here he's just dwelling on the first part of it, that remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations. And it's important to note that repentance was to be preached along with the remission, that is, the forgiveness of sins, both of them in his name. The fact that repentance in his name is essentially synonymous with believing in him. That is evident from Peter's message to the Gentiles in Cornelius' home. Through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins, in Acts 10:43. Repentance and faith are like two sides of the same coin. One does not exist without the other. True repentance, the transforming of one's mind in its entire attitude toward God, committing to his rulership, his holiness, his hatred of sin, essentially synonymous with true faith and full commitment to trust in the person and work of God's Son. The Creator, to trust him as our Redeemer and personal Savior. Today you have those that teach easy believism, and it's widespread among many, and multitude become professing Christians simply by on the basis that they said a prayer that was kind of like a magic hocus-pocus word, or simply on the basis of a mental or verbal common denominator statement of faith. And it's called a conversion experience. But look, if the heart's not genuine in this, repeating a prayer at the end of a gospel tract doesn't save you if it consists only of words. You see, repentance is not just sorrow for sins. Look, I've seen people that come from broken homes that are sorry for what they did, but yet they don't make things right. I've talked to alcoholics that would admit they're alcoholic, but weren't willing to commit to Christ and go in and do whatever's necessary to get things cleaned out and right. You see, Jews and Gentiles should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance, is what they said in Acts chapter 26. And I'm just saying, it's not the works that you do. What I'm just saying is that you're turning to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is not, and let me say it again, it is not just this idea of, oh well, so what? Oh no. It's not that at all. First of all, you believe, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. We sin and come short of him. You're not compared to me, and I'm not compared to you. We're compared to Jesus Christ. We sin and come short of him. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages, that is, what we've earned, what we actually have coming to us, for the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. We've earned that because we've all sinned. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. In Acts 4:12, we're told that there's salvation, no other name under heaven except that name of Jesus Christ. Okay, so, for there's salvation none other. There's salvation none other but Jesus Christ. There's salvation none other under heaven, given among men, whereby men must be saved. It's through Jesus Christ. And so he says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He paid our penalty in full. 1 John 2:2 says, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. He paid it. But it must be received. We read earlier, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, he's Lord, he's God Almighty, who came in the flesh. Emmanuel, God with thee. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, my friend, believing that Jesus died on the cross and paid your penalty, that he was buried and rose from the dead, call upon him as your Savior, be your Lord and God. Now, understand, you're wanting him to cleanse you of your sin. You're not wanting to hold on to your sin. You're wanting him to cleanse you. You've changed your mind. You want your sin cleansed, you want to be forgiven, and you want to have eternal life in Christ. He says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever means whosoever. That includes me and that includes you. In a moment, I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form would only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean it, then would you pray this prayer right where you are? You really want to give your heart and life to Christ right now, then pray. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for me. I believe that he was buried and 3 days later he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart, in my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed and you meant that, I trust that you'll write us and let us know. Again, our announcer will give you our address, and he'll also give you our website so that you can contact us through our website. On my website, we have, in the left-hand column, you'll see booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. And one of those is, if you click onto booklets, it'll take you to it. And there's about 8 or 9 booklets there, I believe. But one of them is Building Blocks. And that's one of the best things to start with to grow in your new Christian life. I would hope that they're all free just to read them there. You can print them out if you want to. But the main thing is that it helps you grow in your new Christian life. So I hope that you'll do. I want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.